أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى. أفلم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات لأولي النهى. ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 127 to 129 of Surah Taha. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the consequence of turning away from Quran, that in this world, in the qabr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant a life of constriction, a life of difficulty, and in the hereafter, a person will be resurrected blind. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفُ. And that is how we recompense that person who transgresses, who goes beyond the boundaries and limitations that has been set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is number one. وَلَمْ يُؤْمِن بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي. And he has not brought iman in the verses of his Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One important aspect is that we have brought iman in Allah, we brought iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we brought iman in Quran also, but sometimes we are not convinced about what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran. We are not convinced that following these words of Allah, this guidance of Allah is going to give us success. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبَقَى. And the azab of the hereafter is ashad. It is more severe, it is severer. وَأَبَقَى. And it is more lasting, everlasting. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that whatever the consequences be in this world, that in the hereafter it is going to be worse, it is going to be longer lasting, everlasting. Now Allah ta'ala speaks about the Quraysh of Makkah more closely, and Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكَنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. That did they not get guidance by the fact that how many a nation, how many a generation we had destroyed before them. يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. And these people walk in the dwellings of those that had been destroyed. When we look at it geographically, when we look at it from the biography of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also we will find that these journeys used to take place from Makkah Mukarramah to Sham, to Damascus, to Syria, to Palestine and other areas for trade. So the Quraysh used to pass the areas of the people whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed. They used to see it physically. They used to see it, they knew about it, the history told them about it, their forefathers spoke about it. In every other matter, they followed their forefathers in the wrong. But the forefathers would speak about the different communities that were destroyed. So is that not a guiding factor? Did that not guide their hearts, show them the qudrat of Allah, that how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could destroy? That is for them, for us also. We see in our history, we read in our history, we see in current times, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroys communities and people. That's supposed to become an ibarat for us. It's supposed to become a means of us turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. Allah says that certainly that are many signs. In that are many signs for those who have intelligence, for those who have wisdoms, that we see something going wrong in the life of someone, automatically our wisdom, our intelligence will tell us, introspect. Look into our lives, what are our relationships with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Allah Ta'ala says that if it wasn't a word of Allah that had preceded, لَكَانَ لِزَامًا وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. And if it was not for a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already ordained, then لَكَانَ لِزَامًا, that there should have been a confrontation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have had with the Quraysh of Makkah, that Allah Rabbul Izzat had already ordained that no punishment will come that will destroy them all together. There will be nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to them, what Allah had done to the previous nations. That was already ordained by Allah. That was the kindness of Allah. That was because of the barakah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now they take advantage and they ask Allah Rabbul Izzat, they ask our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to Allah, to beseech Allah, let this azab come and let it happen. We would like to see it. And they would dare our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do all of this. But Allah Rabbul Izzat has his own wisdom and hence it didn't happen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك